Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to the Feminine Reset. You know that feeling when you reach for a bag of chips, not because you're actually hungry, but because your emotions are running high? Yeah, I've been there. We've all been there. It's like our brains have the sneaky way of confusing hunger with sadness, stress, or even boredom. But guess what? Today we're diving into a super important topic that can literally change the way you feel. Mindful eating for emotional well-being. This isn't about dieting or deprivation, trust me. This is about building a healthier relationship with food and understanding how it connects to our emotions. Because when we learn to listen to our bodies and nourish them in a truly mindful way, amazing things happen. We gain more control over our cravings, we feel less emotional ups and downs, and we actually start enjoying food more. Okay, so let's break down some key takeaways that will seriously level up your relationship with food. Firstly, it's all about becoming aware of your triggers. Ever notice how certain situations or feelings make you crave junk food? That could be stress from work, a breakup drama, or even just scrolling through Instagram for way too long. Identifying these triggers is the first step to breaking the cycle of emotional eating. Secondly, ditch the distractions. You know what I mean, watching TV while you munch, mindlessly scrolling on your phone, or even just rushing through meals. These distractions prevent us from truly savoring our food and noticing those fullness cues. So put down the screens, set a peaceful atmosphere, and really focus on each bite. Thirdly, get curious about what your body is telling you. Are you actually hungry? Or are you feeling tired, stressed, or maybe even just a little bit lonely? Sometimes our bodies send us mixed signals, so it's crucial to tune in and understand the difference between physical hunger and emotional cravings. Now, I know this might sound a little daunting, but remember, progress isn't about perfection. Small changes can make a huge difference. Start by practicing mindful eating during one meal a day. Pay attention to the colors, textures, smells, really engage all your senses. And finally, don't forget to reward yourself, but not with another bag of chips. Celebrate those victories with something that nourishes your soul. A relaxing bath, a walk in nature, or even just some quality time with loved ones. Let me tell you about a time when I really struggled with emotional eating. I was going through a super stressful period at work, and I found myself constantly reaching for sugary snacks to cope. One day, I caught myself mindlessly munching on a bag of cookies while watching TV. It hit me this wasn't truly satisfying my hunger, it was just a temporary escape. That's when I decided to give mindful eating a try. I started by paying attention to the taste and texture of each bite, chewing slowly and savoring every flavor. And guess what? The cookies actually tasted better. Plus, I felt more in control of my cravings. It was like a light bulb went off. Mindful eating wasn't just about food, it was about being present in the moment and taking care of myself. So remember, mindful eating isn't about restriction or deprivation, it's about building a healthier relationship with food and learning to listen to your body's needs. Start small, celebrate your victories, and don't be afraid to experiment. You got this. Ready to level up your emotional well-being? Remember the key takeaways. Become aware of your triggers, ditch distractions, get curious about your body's signals, start with one meal a day, and reward yourself for things that nourish your soul. Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some mindful eating magic. And don't forget to leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me. Until next time, keep sharing, bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.